Well, look, we had a game plan coming into this draft like we always do. It was very, very well thought out. We had targeted our first-round pick, Keanu Reeves, did I say that? Keanu Neal. That too. Keanu Neal from the beginning. He was a guy that we really believed was the top safety for our system, and I'll let Q talk more about that in a moment here. But he is a guy that embodies what we're looking for as far as his passion and his toughness on and off the field. And I think it's something that's very important for this organization to have someone who has a presence on the field and makes a big impact defensively, both in the run and the pass game, as well as off the field, and make sure he takes care of his business, as we know he will, as a representative of the Falcons. So I'm going to toss it over to Dan from a scheme standpoint.
The strong safety position is a critical one for us, and one that's really valuable. You have to have the run and hit factor of playing a linebacker, because we play our safety so close to the line of scrimmage. He's in the box or down near the line, and he also has to have the coverage skills to play safety, to play on the tight ends and play man-to-man and be a real factor on third down. So having that, you can call it a hybrid, but when you play a safety who's down in the box, he has to be that physical player and that style. And that certainly, for our team tonight, we added a terrific competitor and a great hitter. And we're just getting started on this process. And we couldn't be more pumped to kick it off with Keanu tonight. And with that, I'll kick it back over to TD before we open up to questions.
No, that's good. Let's throw it out to questions.
Tom, Coach, how much did the fact that you knew the kid coming out of high school playing to it, and then Thomas, how many phone calls did you all get entertaining the trade down or for that pick?
Really, it was the tape that, the physical style that he played with. So all these guys, we reach and dig into their background to find so much about them. And everywhere we looked, it just showed up in terms of the character, the toughness of what he stands for, both as a player and as a man. And so that certainly helped that we knew him so well, and we couldn't be more pumped up to have him here.
With regard to calls, we did a lot of calling around, a lot of us in the middle of the draft. There were no specific calls for this pick. There's a lot of action. There was a lot of calling action, but nothing concrete with anyone. And I know it happened at the early part of the draft, but in the middle and back, I don't see anything happening, and I haven't been tracking it over the last few minutes. But there was a lot of interest, but no movement.
Dan, as a pick like this, does this basically tell everybody that you think that position really is the anchor for this defense?
I think it's one of them. And the ability to, play so well on third down. And then we play a lot of three deep and man-to-man. So our strong safety position is one that's unique for our system. And so sometimes a system of safety where it might not have the same value on a specific club, but the way that we like to play down near the line of scrimmage at safety, it's a real critical one. So when you play this much three deep zone, you better have some guys who can close and hit. And he certainly demonstrates that. And then added to the factor, when you're playing safety, we play some good tight ends, not just in our division, but around the league. And it's an area that that we didn't play as well as we'd like to last year, covering the tight end. So that's going to be a real factor as well.
Playing off of that, he told me that during the drills that you had him do, a lot of that coverage things. Can you tell me some of the things you were looking for when you went out and worked him out with those drills?
Yeah, it's a great question. And I think the important thing is, all of the positions have some unique stuff that when you go to a workout, you want to do it. That way you stay specific with the workout from this player to this player to this player at their own position. Now, of course, like offensive line and, DB are different drills, but there's really specific ones for the DBs are there. And you love to see the guy playing in the zone defense. And he played in the middle of the field a lot at Florida, so it's not the same scheme that we employ here. So we wanted to make sure, the ball skills, the movement stuff, you can, at the workout, you can ask him to have the exact movements he's going to have. I knew the hitter was there, and you can see that on the tape. And you just pop the tape on, it comes alive. So it's an important part of the process, and we're glad that we were able to go, around the country and make visits and take these trips. It was really valuable.
Do you see that Cam Chancellor in him?
I won't say, that's a hard guy to compare to live up to that standard. But what I can tell you is that on the field, this is a aggressive player. And I love that style. And I know that's what makes zone defense come to life. Where guys who are going to catch the ball down in a zone, they better get hit and come there with some bad intentions. And on tape, he brings that. And so that's why I say we're just kind of getting started on this process. We've kind of kicked it off all the way through the offseason, so it was nice to get, the next phase of this thing underway and add to our club.
Thomas, did you actually make any calls thinking that you can get this player further back?
I wasn't focused on necessarily getting him, and we weren't focused on trying to get him later. We were just trying to, you know, figure out what may be there as far as opportunity. And I think at that point you just have to see how things are playing out, and the way things played out. If you had, you know, an open mind to see what was happening with all the trades and all the movements and some of the other issues that came up with some other players, and when people started going at certain spots. It made us believe that we need to jump on this right away. And, you know, you hear all the rumors about the people behind us who are interested in the players you're looking for, and sometimes it's very concrete. I think that's the important part of being able to have good enough relationships in the league to be able to talk to other teams and kind of get an idea of where people were and where people are projected. I think our pro department, I have to give them kudos. I mean, they're a really good department now. They're really focused on needs of other teams, and they hit it on the money as far as what we thought the needs were coming into the draft.
For either one of you guys, is this the guy you wanted when you saw him during that workout? You knew this is what you need?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, we've certainly respected his game for a long time, and it was somebody that we had a really clear vision of how to feature him here. And I think that's part of coaching to say, and that's why our connection with Thomas and myself has become so clear from the talent evaluation part and me to how we feature the player. That's why this partnership with he and I works well, where it's easy to articulate how we could feature the player, and he's easily, you know, to understand the evaluation, where to select him, and that's why our partnership's so strong.
And we had the handful of players that we talked about in the pre-draft presser, and he was at the top of that list, no question about it.
Was he a fast climber for you guys in this draft process? I don't know, early on he had people were talking fourth, fifth round. And
not for us, he wasn't.
Third, and then
that's why I think different people value the safety spot differently. Mm-hmm. And, he was certainly, somebody that we always had, held in high regard on our board.
How does this help the pass rush?
It helps because we got better on third down. And that helps your pass rush a bunch, too. And like I said, we struggled at times in certain areas of our coverage, and we're not done yet. And we're still working, and we still got a couple days to add to our club. We like the additions that we made in the offseason, and we like the fact that he's all downs, and we know how to feature him covering tight ends. And then we do play zone, which we play a lot on third down as well. He is a factor.
Cover skills?
Yeah, on the tight ends. That's tight ends and backs as strong safety. That's primarily where we feature them. And when we play those kind of downs, we have to play really tight, aggressive coverage. You've got to know the matchups, that you have at tight end. And so you got to have a guy who has some length, whether it's arm length or jumping ability, that length to be able to defend when guys are running option routes. And he has the ability to do that. And that was a big part of our evaluation when we talk about safeties.
We felt that at 215 plus pounds, the way that he moves and his ability to flip his hips and his ability to break on the ball was good, and it was a really important factor as well, because again, versatility is important. You can't just be a guy who's in the box not being able to spend any time in coverage. Obviously, it was important for him to be adept in that area.
How do you feel like your secondary is shaping up with this addition? You've got your corners pretty much locked with Alford and Trufant, and now with this addition, what do you think big picture about your secondary?
Big picture, we're pleased about the competitor, that we have. We've got some terrific guys who love to battle, love to compete. We couldn't have been more pleased with them, the work ethic that they've shown so far. So, how fast, we acclimate them into the system, that's an important part of it.
Were you guys concerned about injuries with other players?
With other players, we're always concerned about injuries with other players. And, that's something we're always looking at. As you know, there are other parts to it, Vaughn. It's not just skill. There are other elements that we're looking at for every player that we bring in here, and that's important for us. Make sure that we're as clean as we can be, understanding it's not always going to be exactly what you want, because, it's like I said earlier, there's a lot of players that have played a lot of hard football, SEC, all over the country, who have wear and tear on their body.
I mean, let me put it this way. I mean, guys who had significant injuries, did you shy away from those players?
I think that's not what necessarily had us picking this player. We were focused on this player from the very beginning. So I understand where your question's going on it. I mean, but our focus was on you know, Keanu, and that's where it's been. The other things that were going on and what might have had other people dropping for some reason or another, that wasn't a factor with us in this draft.
When you talk to his college coaches, what did they tell you about his ability to take over on a football field, practice day, locker room, game day? What's his personality?
Competitor, and you got yourself, you know, the warrior mindset, leader. So those are the things that you'd want in a teammate. And so for Thomas and I, as the coach and GM, you'd, you know, the type of guy you want in the locker room. And so those are the things, you know, that we knew, you know, pretty strongly about him.
What, he had a great combine. He had some fantastic numbers there, and he was a hurdler in high school too. What athletically and the, you know, the kind of track meet scouting numbers stood out for you guys?
Well, he can obviously jump. He's an explosive guy. I mean, he can run for a guy carrying that weight. He moves well. Not only the drills in the combine, but as Vaughn was mentioning, the drills on the workout, they're very impressive for us to see how he moved around, his body control. That's a big thing for that position, and so that was impressive. He's a really nice athlete.
What challenges will the coaches, his position coaches, face in getting a guy ready to play at the strong safety spot, coach?
Really just the experience at the position, learning the details of the job, and that's our job, to help bring that out of him and help develop him as fast as we can and take him as far as he can. That's our job for all the guys. We say that we are a developmental staff, and that's our job to take every guy here as far as we can, and Keanu's no different than that. So when we get him in here starting next weekend, that process begins fully underway with the start of the camp and get rocking. So the competitor that he is, that much we know, and he will work at it. And when you have that kind of balance, when a guy's really trying to go for it, and here the coaches are trying to help develop, usually good things happen.
Yeah, both of you guys, is it safe to say that if you get off the field on third down more often, you actually pick the guy who can pick you up a couple of wins? I mean, is it that impactful, getting off the field where you actually see a win total bump?
The third down is a real factor. And the amount of zone defense that we play, you know, that's a high number as well. So whether you're a flat defender or what we call a hook defender, you better be able to be a rock-solid tackler where the leaky yards don't go from a 6-yard gain to a 9-yard gain or from a second and 7 to a first down. So all those, you know, hidden yardage and third downs that got converted, all that stuff's a factor. And like we said earlier, we're just getting rolling on this. And we got some other guys to add to the group. But we're pumped, you know, about this pick tonight.
Last question.
I believe Mr. Blank said he wanted you guys to bring in players that could be starters. Do you feel like he has that potential and can fill that role coming right in?
We do. You know, coming in into the pick and the ability that we, you know, the faith that we have in it and the process to go through, we certainly can't wait to have him come in here and compete and, you know, be a huge part of our team.
Thank you.